Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Next Level, 3rd edition by Scott Eblen, is a practical guide for leaders who want to move from being strong performers to becoming consistently effective executives. Positioned for managers stepping into broader scope roles, as well as seasoned leaders seeking sharper impact, the book focuses on what tends to separate successful executives from those who plateau. Eblen draws on executive coaching experience to highlight patterns insiders recognize in leadership transitions, the need to lead through others, manage complexity, and shape outcomes through influence rather than individual effort. Instead of treating executive presence as a vague concept, the book frames success as a set of observable behaviors and repeatable habits. It emphasizes self-awareness, feedback, relationship management, and disciplined execution, while acknowledging the political and cultural realities of senior roles. The 3rd edition modernizes the conversation for fast-changing workplaces, making it a relevant playbook for anyone preparing to operate credibly and effectively at the next level of leadership. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, shifting from high performer to enterprise leader. A central theme is the leadership shift required when moving into executive responsibility. The book emphasizes that what earns promotion is often different from what sustains success afterward. Many leaders rise through expertise, personal drive, and problem-solving speed, but executive roles demand leverage through people, systems, and priorities rather than individual heroics. This topic focuses on redefining value, moving from doing and directing to aligning and enabling. It also addresses the psychological challenge of letting go of familiar strengths that no longer scale, such as jumping in to fix work or relying on technical credibility as the primary influence tool. Eblen frames advancement as an expansion of perspective, where leaders must interpret the broader business context, connect multiple agendas, and make trade-offs that protect the enterprise rather than a function or team. The message is that executive success is less about being the smartest person in the room and more about orchestrating the room so decisions and execution improve. Readers are encouraged to diagnose their current operating style, identify habits that limit scale, and adopt behaviors that signal readiness for higher-level impact. Secondly, building executive presence through observable behaviors, rather than treating presence as charisma or polish, the book connects executive presence to concrete behaviors that influence how others experience a leader. It explores how credibility is built through clarity of thinking, steadiness under pressure, and the ability to communicate priorities in a way that mobilizes action. This includes managing meetings effectively, speaking with appropriate confidence, and conveying strategic intent without drowning others in detail. The discussion also highlights how presence is shaped by what leaders do between formal moments, responsiveness, follow-through, and consistency all become data points that stakeholders use to judge reliability. Another aspect is personal energy management. Because fatigue and reactivity often show up as impatience, scattered attention, or defensive communication, which erodes trust. Eblen encourages leaders to treat presence as a leadership system they can practice, not a personality trait they either have or lack. By focusing on what can be observed and improved, readers can create a plan to strengthen how they show up in high-stakes interactions, making it more likely that peers and senior leaders will view them as ready for greater responsibility. Thirdly, influence and relationships in the real executive game. Executive success depends heavily on relationships, not only with direct reports, but also with peers, partners, and stakeholders who control resources and decisions. This topic examines how insiders navigate the informal organization and build influence without relying on authority alone. The book highlights the importance of understanding others' priorities, anticipating concerns, and shaping proposals so they connect to what key players value. It also addresses the reality that conflict and competing agendas are normal at senior levels, and that effective leaders handle those tensions with maturity and intent rather than avoidance or aggression. Practical elements include investing in peer relationships before they are needed, using one-on-one conversations to surface issues early, and developing a reputation for fairness and clarity. The book also underscores how trust is earned through transparency and reliability, especially when delivering bad news, setting expectations, or negotiating trade-offs. By treating relationships as a strategic asset, leaders can accelerate alignment, reduce friction, and get better outcomes for their teams and organizations. The result is a more durable form of power based on credibility and connection. Fourthly, feedback, self-awareness, and coaching as a growth engine. The book presents self-awareness as a competitive advantage, especially during transitions when old behaviors collide with new expectations. Leaders often do not fail due to lack of intelligence, but because blind spots undermine trust, collaboration, or execution. This topic focuses on establishing feedback mechanisms that reveal how a leader is experienced and where changes will have the greatest payoff. It encourages leaders to seek input from multiple perspectives, including bosses, peers, and direct reports, and to treat feedback as data rather than judgment. The coaching lens is central, the idea that deliberate practice, reflection, and experimentation can reshape leadership habits over time. Eblen emphasizes creating a development plan that is specific, behavior-based, and measurable, so improvement is not left to vague intentions. Another key point is managing defensiveness, because the ability to stay open when challenged is closely tied to executive credibility. By building routines for feedback and learning, leaders can adapt faster, course-correct earlier, and develop the resilience required for sustained executive performance in complex environments. Lastly, execution at scale. Priorities, time, and energy management, operating at the next level requires disciplined execution amid constant demands. The book addresses how leaders can manage priorities and personal capacity so they do not become overwhelmed or reactive. This topic highlights the difference between being busy and being effective. Executives must decide what deserves attention, what should be delegated, and what must be stopped. It also explores how time is a strategic resource shaped by calendar choices, meeting discipline, and boundaries around availability. Eblen connects energy management to performance, arguing that sustainable success depends on protecting sleep, recovery, and focus so leaders can think clearly and respond thoughtfully. The topic also covers creating clarity for others, because execution improves when teams understand what matters most, how decisions will be made, and what success looks like. By building systems for prioritization and follow-through, leaders can reduce firefighting and increase forward progress. The overall message is that executive results come from consistently making good choices about attention and effort, and designing a leadership approach that scales through others rather than collapsing into personal overload. In conclusion, this book is best suited for high-potential managers preparing for bigger roles, newly promoted directors and vice presidents, and experienced executives who sense they are working hard but not getting proportional impact. It is also valuable for leaders who receive feedback about executive presence, influence, or strategic mindset and want a concrete way to improve. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and immediate. It clarifies what higher-level leadership actually requires and helps reduce the stress that comes from trying to succeed with outdated habits. By focusing on behaviors, relationships, and disciplined execution, it can improve workplace credibility, decision quality, and career momentum, while also supporting healthier boundaries and energy management. Compared to similar leadership books that stay inspirational or overly theoretical, this one stands out for its insider framing of executive realities and its emphasis on actionable shifts a leader can practice. It treats advancement as a transition that can be managed with intent, feedback, and routines, rather than a mystery solved by talent alone. For readers who want a clear playbook for moving up and performing well once there, it is worth buying and revisiting as responsibilities grow. If you would like to support Scott Eblen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.